ready again for another episode of Houseboat Hannah. Brought to you each weekday, Monday through Friday, by the makers of Lava Soap. Do you remember the old tale about Aladdin and his magic lamp? How he simply had to rub the lamp to get anything he desired? Well, you know, in some ways, Lava Soap is an awful lot like Aladdin's famous lamp. Because lava certainly does a magic job. It even sounds magic. A household cleanser that's specially made to be good to your hands. And there's something else that will remind you of Aladdin's lamp. Because the way you use lava is simply to rub a damp cloth over a cake of lava soap until you work up a rich suds. Then you rub the sudsy cloth over the surface you want to clean, give it a quick rinse, and the job is done. There's no harsh, gritty cleanser sediment left behind. The basin, bathtub, woodwork, linoleum take on a bright, gleaming shine, and you know they're clean. And the big miracle of all, of course, is that when you use lava for scouring and polishing, you don't have to worry about the red, rough hands so many women get from using old-fashioned, harsh, gritty cleansers. That's because lava is specially made to be good to your hands. Because it contains special ingredients that whiten your hands and help keep them smooth and soft. There's no other cleanser quite like lava. Women recommend that you keep a cake of lava always handy at the kitchen sink, and that you use it for nearly every household task. And we guarantee that when you clean and wash with lava, you'll see your hands come shaved whiter, and that lava will help keep them soft and smooth. This result is absolutely guaranteed. So won't you start enjoying this modern, miracle-like soap cleanser today? Order Lava Soap, L-A-V-A, from your nearest grocery, drug, or department store today. And now for Houseboat Hannah. When Abe Finkelstein told his daughter Becky that Hannah wanted her to stay on the houseboat while he was in New York, Becky flatly refused. Later, Ellen talked to Becky and urged her to accept, pointing out that Becky owed it to her father's peace of mind, that it would make Abe very happy to know that his daughter was in good hands while he was away. Ellen's argument won, and Becky accepted Hannah's invitation to stay on the houseboat while her father is in New York. And right now, as we enter the downtown railroad station, we see Hannah, Dan, Abe, and Becky, and we hear Becky say,
"Papa! Papa, don't rush around so."
"No, she tells me not to rush. And will you look at the clock yet? Becky, darling, do you think the New York train is going to wait for me?"
"But you have 10 minutes and all that's necessary to walk across the station."
"That's all, huh? That's all, eh? And how long does it take to carry this suitcase and this temple? Hey, Becky, please don't walk so slow. Hannah, Ben, please, don't hang back."
"Oh, now, Abe, that's the train, ain't it?"
"Where?"
"Well, just through the gate."
"Do I know whether or not that's the train? If I dare
carry the baggage, mister."
"Carry? Boy, I should say you can. Here, Hannah, give the boy my valise. And here's a suitcase. Ben, give him the package of lobster."
"I'll carry your briefcase, Papa."
"Okay, Becky, you carry the briefcase. So, now we're all fixed. We hurry, catch the train, huh?"
"Just a minute, sir. Which train are you going on?"
"Which? Why, did I forget to tell you? Well, it's the New York train."
"This way. I'll put these things on for you. What stage did you come?"
"Base? Base? Now, what did I do with them tickets? Where did I put them there?"
"Sorry, Abe, I hope the informant is Tiano."
"Jokes he makes. Jokes, while hens on the clock race around like horses. Jokes, he says. Hey, here they are. Now, let me see. Here. Car A51, lower 3.
A51, lower 3.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put your luggage right on.
Yeah, come. Come, Hannah. Ben. Take your darling. Let's follow him and get on the train."
"I was right. The one I spotted is your train."
"It looks like that, Hannah. And, Hannah.
What is it, Abe?"
"I want to thank you."
"Thank me? For what? I ain't done anything."
"Maybe you don't call taking care of my daughter for me anything, but I do."
"Oh, please now, Abe. This is a young lady. She ain't a care. She'll be a pleasure. Oh, I bet her and Ellen will have some high old talking."
I hope they will."
"You'll be back in time for Ellen's wedding, won't you, Abe?"
"So when is the wedding, then?"
"Ellen thought he gave me a hint that it'll be either next week or the week after."
"I'll try to be back. Of course, everything depends on what happens in New York.
What do you think?
About what, Dan?
I was just asking about his car. Car A51.
Well, what about it?
It's 6 coaches down, glory be. Hey, you buy a ticket to New York and then they make you walk half the way.
Maybe the exercise does you good, then.
I've had plenty of exercise. And if you start getting orders for green shamrock gloves for tippets in New York, I'll be getting plenty more. Oh, glory be. Does the morning's work start in lobsters the way things is now?
Now, Ben, you're sure it ain't asking too much of you to look after the fish market for me while I'm away?
Oh, if that ain't a question. Here you are, traveling all the way to New York to try and open up a market for our lobsters, and you ask me if it's too much for me to look after your market.
Dan will look after his rights, too.
And what does that mean?
It means you'll pay strict attention to business and not lollygag around like you did when you was managing the branch market.
Oh, this is different, Hannah. That branch market wasn't much of anything, but the central. Well, there's enough to take up a man's whole time.
Ah.
But don't you worry, none, Abe. I'll keep a good eye on it for you.
And just to make sure that you really don't worry, I'll keep an eye on Dan.
Well, I ask, Kenneth, just up you and Becky.
Oh,
sir.
Now, don't you worry none about that. Me and Becky are going to get along fine. Of course we are.
Take good care of yourself, Becky. And remember, when Hannah tells you something, it's for your own good.
You see, Mrs. O'Leary, you treat me like I was a girl in my teens.
Well, Becky, you got to remember your father's whole life is wrapped up in you.
I know. It's a terrific responsibility.
It is. It is that.
Well, here's your car, Abe. Car A51.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, Papa, you were here in plenty of time.
So I was, darling. Lou, you forgive Papa for being a fuzz budget?
Why, you're nothing of the sort. You're a dear and I love you.
And you hear how she talks to her Papa?
I think it's fine.
You bet it's on the train, is it?
Yeah.
Anything else you want me to do for you? Or does can other folks trip to other things?
No, that's all. Ben, here's a tip for you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, there is one thing else. One thing. How much time we got?
About 5 minutes. Thank you again, sir. Thank you.
5 minutes, huh? So, how would you all like to come inside and sit down till the train leaves?
Well, that would be better than standing out here on the platform. I could stand sitting down for a while.
I told you not to wear them new shoes, partner. Well, here. Let me help you on the train. Becky, let me help you.
Thank you, Dan.
And Abe,
am I an invalid that you got to help me?
It's just that you're going away.
Do we go to the right or to the left?
To the right. Come on, Ben.
Oh, here we are, Abe. Number 3. It feels good to sit down.
Oh, don't it though? If there's any hardship riding on me.
Yeah. But all the same, I wish it was you that was going to New York and not me.
Oh, Abe, we'll sit across the aisle here so you and Becky can chat for a while. Come over here, Dad.
Papa.
Yeah, Becky?
Hammond tried to tell you and I've tried to tell you not to worry. We want you to leave with a clear mind.
I know, but...
Papa, I feel dreadful about the fuss we had yesterday.
Now, darling. What happened yesterday, and it's all over. All gone, just like it never existed. The only things that count, my darling, are those of today and tomorrow. Now, Becky, I don't feel bad anymore because of yesterday. After all, you wasn't feeling just right, no?
Yes, that's it. But I hate to think that you're going away.
Don't you start thinking. There's nothing to think about. After Ellen told me that you changed your mind about staying on the houseboat, I was happy. I feel 1,000% better.
Do you? Oh, I'm glad it made you feel better.
That was what I wanted. And maybe it wasn't so right for me to ask, but, Becky, I'm your papa.
I know.
And I just couldn't see how I could leave you alone in the flat.
It's all right.
It's like you say, Becky. You're a grown lady, and you're a smart girl, too. With more brains and learning in your little finger than I'll ever have.
Well, I wouldn't be your daughter if I didn't have some intelligence.
But in some ways, Becky, you ain't so smart. Like, for example, look how you strain your eyes on those books.
I'll try to rest them while you're away, Papa.
Doctor, now I know while I'm over there. 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 What to do, Becca? If I thought nobody was watching over you, Bella, I'd be mighty unhappy.
Well, I'll try to make Hannah's job as guardian, and he's make Hannah's job as guardian, and he's make Hannah's job as guardian.
If there's anything that comes up where you need advice, you ask Hannah.
I'm going to take full advantage of my stay in the house.
Hannah, why don't you and Danny sit with us now? We finished our chat. I was just telling Becky that she should look on you like you were her own mother. Ain't that right, Hannah?
Sure, sure. And don't be bothering your headache. Everything's going to be fine. Well, anyway, you won't be gone more than a week or two.
I was back already.
And so do I, with a pocket full of orders for love to Sydney.
Somehow, I got a feeling I shouldn't take this trip. Something seems to tell me.
And you know why that is, Eve? Well, I'll tell you. It's because we've all been sitting around with long faces instead of saying goodbye cheerfully.
I know, Eve.
Oh, the plane will be leaving in a minute. We'd better get off, Papa.
Good luck, Ed. Thanks, Ben. What's the store? Huh?
Well, goodbye, Ed. Take care of yourself and don't worry about anything. And above all, don't worry about Becky. Becky and me are going to get along like two sisters, and she's going to love it on the houseboat. Say, it'll be something new and different from anything she's ever known.
Yeah, that's right.
Anna, Becky, come on.
All right, then.
Becky, kiss Papa goodbye.
Goodbye, Papa.
Take care of yourself, mind you.
I will. And you take care of yourself.
By me, there's nothing to worry about. But you. I beg you. Be well and happy when I come back. And sleep like you are now.
I'll take care, Papa. Please don't worry.
Don't let anything bother you. Nothing. Not a thing. And if you've got some little trouble, you take it to Hannah. She'll fix it.
Yes, I know she will, Papa.
Hey, yes. The train goes. Run, Beckler. Run and get off. And wave when you get on the platform. I'll be here right by the window. And don't forget, Beckler. Write to me. Don't forget, my kid. Don't forget. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
The speeding train carries A. Finkelstein to New York, far away from the daughter he loved so dearly, who, along with Hannah and Dan, returns to the houseboat Hannah. What is going to happen? With the restraining influence of her father out of the way, will unscrupulous Professor Borden play upon Becky's emotions? And what can Hannah, who is entirely ignorant of the situation, do about it? Be sure to listen. A while ago, we said lather soap was something like Aladdin's magic lamp, because lather really is such a wonderful product of modern science that it's almost like working with magic when you use lather for your scouring and polishing. All you do is quickly rub up lather's grit suds on a damp cloth and then put lather to work. It cleans swiftly, quickly, safely, and thoroughly. And you never have to worry about red, rough hands that so often come from using harsh, gritty cleansers once you switch over to lather. Because lather is specially made to be good for your hands. Actually makes your hands shade whiter and helps keep them soft and smooth as you do your household cleanup job. What's more, lather costs only a few pennies. Just a few pennies a cake for a double-duty cleanser. A cleanser that's grand for the things you clean and good to your hands at the same time. Order lava soap from your dealer today. Lava soap from your dealer today. And watch how lava helps keep the attractive appearance of your hands. Will Professor Borden try to take advantage of Abe's absence? Perhaps this is exactly the situation he's been waiting for. Be sure to be back Monday when we bring you another episode of the life of Houseboat Hannah. Until then, the makers of lava soap, we bid you a friendly goodbye.